The next patient is Patricia Miller. The last name is M-I-L-L-E-R. This is the clinical case of a 81-year-old white female that was admitted to the hospital at the end of April with a perforated viscous and was taken to surgery. The perforation was prepared. The patient developed a septic shock. It had to be intubated, had a right lower lobe pneumonia, developed acute tubular necrosis. Dialysis was necessary in order to correct the metabolic changes. And eventually, the patient was transferred to an LTAC for further management. The patient recovered the kidney function. She was taken off dialysis. And she progressed very well until she was discharged. Period in the past medical history includes hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, hyperglycemia. She was given at one time metformin. She is no longer on this type of medication. The patient doesn't have any complaints, have been functioning well. At the present time, the patient has a serum creatinine that is 2.85 with a BUN of 61 and an estimated GFR that is 16.1 mLs per minute. It seems to me that the patient has a significant volume contraction. We don't have a urinalysis in order to assess the urinary sediment, and we don't have assessment of the proteinuria. We will get those labs prior to the next visit. For the time being, the patient is advised to follow a low-sodium diet, low-potassium diet, a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours, and we are going to give we are going to continue following the patients very closely. Number two, the patient has hypothyroidism. We are going to check the TSH, T3, and T4. The patient has hyperlipidemia. A lipid panel will be ordered. She has what they call gout. However, to my physical examination, she should be evaluated by the podiatrist. We are going to refer the patient to Dr. E. Banks for further management. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperglycemia that at the present time is under control. I think that the patient is volume contracted. We are going to give the recommendations of the fluid restriction of 1,200 cc's in 24 hours. And we are going to give the furosemide just in case that the patient goes above 177 pounds. Re-evaluation in 2 months with laboratory workup. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the hospitalizations, 25 minutes with the patient, and then the documentation, 10 minutes.